everybody. This is Paul Worden, and I'd like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. We've been talking about this wonderful dream, this wonderful vision that God has placed in within our hearts, and how God has given us the tools, the words, the encouragement, and the help that we need to make this dream and this vision a reality for the glory of God. We've been talking quite extensively here lately about the children of Israel, how God led them out of Egypt, out of bondage, and promised them that he would lead them to the promised land, which is Israel. But as you remember, Israel failed to enter into the rest of God because of disbelief. And not only of disbelief, but of not obeying God. Because it says in Hebrews 4:11, let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience. The only way to fulfill the destiny God has planned for you and for me is by obedience. You must shut out every voice that would tempt you to disobey God and set your heart and mind to obey him regardless of the cost. No matter what the cost is, God is going to be there. God is going to help you, and he's going to see you through to make sure this dream and this vision that God had placed in your heart will become a reality. And today I kind of like to talk about words of death or life. Because how you talk, how you profess, the words that you say can make or break your walk with God and make or break this dream and this vision that God has given to you. Disobedience kept Israel from advancing into their promised land. Another big barrier to claiming their inheritance was the words that came from their mouths. During the coming days, we are going to deal with one of the most powerful forces in the world, one that determines the entire course of your and my life. It says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge it shall eat the fruit of it, for death or for life. Yes, your words determine your destiny. You are either speaking for blessing or cursing, power or weakness, faith or unbelief, victory or defeat, abundance or the lack thereof, and life or death. Words that will advance or hinder your destiny. And you know as well as I know, if people talk to you long enough about it, you're going to start doubting, you're going to start believing, you're going to start questioning, because of the negative stuff that people talk, or even you talk. Well, I can't do this. I can't accomplish that. Oh, it's going to be hard. You know, them words can stop you or make you or break you on your obedience, on God helping you in this dream. If you continually speak negative words of defeat and discouragement, you are setting the course of your life to live in defeat and discouragement. If you constantly talk about your problems, the words coming out of your mouth will hinder you from taking possession of God's promises and fulfill your destiny of divine destiny. Not just your destiny, but your divine destiny. If you take control of your tongue, however, and fill your mouth with the word of God, and speak it forth by faith, you will be setting the course of your life to live in victory. By your verbal confession, you will be taking ownership of God's promises. And you and I both know the Word of God is full of promises from God to you and to me. All we have to do is confess it and talk about it and fill our mouths with these words of promises instead of words of negative and defeat. God wants to bring you into a new dimension of spiritual authority where your words, spoken with power and invested in the promises of God, will enable you to confront and conquer every stronghold of the enemy. However, you must gain control of your tongue before you can enter this powerful realm of spiritual authority. Even talking to your wife or husband, boyfriend or girlfriend, or your kids, if you keep talking negative and bad things to them all the time, you know it's going to hurt the relationship. It's going to hurt the friendship. But if you keep talking positive things about them and positive things about yourself, that's what helps you to grow. Hearing the positive stuff, the promises of God. And you know, because God told the Israelites to have these words in their mouths and in their minds constantly. And if we would do the same thing and keep speaking the promises and the words of God all the time, man, can you imagine what we can conquer, what we can do, and what we can accomplish? Because our words will encourage us. Also, our words will encourage others. It was a negative words that prevented Israel from embracing their destiny and led them to rebel against God. What words will come out of your mouth today? Would you speak words of death to your destiny, or would you speak words of life? It all depends on how you speak and how you talk, because the Bible said what's in the heart is what comes out of the mouth. So if we put the word of God in our hearts and live and speak every day of the victory and the promises that God has given to us, we will fulfill our destiny, because we have to speak encouragingly. And that's what God wants us to do. Speak the word of God even to yourself when you're by yourself in the mirror in the morning. Speak positive words of God. Speak the promises that God has given to you. And I promise you, you will notice the difference, because you will have the words of encouragement in your heart all day long. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to come before your throne in the wonderful name of Jesus. And Father, I pray that you will help us to turn our negative thoughts and our negative words into positive words. That, Father, we will speak life through us and to others. That, Father, we can tame our tongue, and that we can use our tongue to speak words of encouragement to help others and to make this dream and this vision that you have placed within our hearts a reality. Father, give us these words in our heart that we can use them and speak them to others to encourage. Father, I know you are there to help us, and I know we can depend on your promises. And Father, I pray that you will help us to speak and to talk of your word, of your love, and of your promises. And Father, I thank you for the help, and I thank you for taming our tongues and helping us to speak words of encouragement. Father, touch each and every one that is listening to this and encourage their hearts and help them to know that you are there to help them. And Father, I will never, ever fail to praise you and to glorify you for your spoken word to us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, Words of Death or Life. Join us next week as Paul teaches The Untamable Tongue. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by visiting www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you're enjoying Paul's teaching. You can email us. Our email is divinedestiny@ltmforchrist.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltmforchrist.com. Or you can email Paul directly. His email is paul@ltmforchrist.com. Again, that's paul@ltmforchrist.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.